It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Well, hello, everyone. How has your Monday been? Hopefully going well for you, and it will continue to do so. So I am Deborah Lee, and I will be conducting your readings as the psychic love doctor over the course of the show. I want to remind everyone that we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings, and they should not be confused with tarot, oracle cards, or any of the other systems that are out there involving cards. It's important because some people do confuse what we're doing here as tarot reading, and that's a little bit different. So I also want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for your readings during the show. It only takes a moment or so for me to do that. Each individual has their own style of how they would like to give readings during their shows. Excuse me. And this one happens to be mine. So with that said, I'm going to now turn you over to Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Hey, welcome everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. But I'd also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight, if you are international, let us know and we'll give you live international shout outs like we are giving to Jeanette in Canada, a live international shout out. I think she's just dropped in to say hello, goodbye.
Yeah.
She's got to go make din-din.
Mm-hmm.
It is an hour earlier than some of you folks are normally used to. Fail at where your time zone is. It could be real early or real late. So. Anyway, international shout out. All right. Let's see. We should talk about it. Lynn, 646-595-4274. That is a number to call in to get your readings. Get in the queue. And when you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is 100% true. You can do that. If you ever hear extended periods of silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. Usually fixes a problem and may have to do the hang up, call back thing a couple times. Don't give up. Do not give up. We want to have you live with us.
Yeah.
Facebookers, if we get gaps, simple as always, like the weather. Of course, the weather's probably more pretty. Satellite and Doppler and all that stuff. But yes, when you if we get gaps, we'll turn to you folks and give you an opportunity to get, because you can't call in. You don't have a millionaire rich cell phone unlimited program for international calls. It'd be cool if you did, but you probably don't. That's cha-ching. Usually if you have a really international business, you can use that right now. Who's got that? Nobody, probably. So we'll turn to you. We'll let you know if that comes up. We'll give instructions at that moment in space and time. No matter what, folks, when you hear this, that's the sound of harps. So we always have seen visions and paintings and whatever of angels playing harps and spoofs on movies. So when you hear that, your reading's over, even though that's not doing what I just said. But that is a sign that your reading is coming to an end, and so you must let it do so. But before you depart, here's the angel connection. I will give you a single card from another deck. It is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle deck. So he is an archangel. There's your angel connection. I will give you a card before we move on. Eventually, we've got to move on so other folks can get their free readings. 646-595. 4274. I don't know what to say about that. Anyway.
About what?
I'm not right in front of my lips.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, I think you just did something about that. Huh.
All right. Let's see here.
Who's going to start us off?
Well, I'm not done yet.
Okay. Right.
Because today is the 20th of May in our time zone. It is Be a Millionaire Day. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, I'll just snap my fingers and do that because that's easy to do. International Red Sneakers Day. That's not just here. That's around the world. I don't have any red sneakers. White's pretty much all. I got white. I got some green ones.
Ooh, I like the...
National High Heel Day.
Yes, I miss my high heels.
National Rescue Dog Day. Kindness and love to rescue dogs.
But that's a good day.
National Keith Lorraine Day.
Never had it.
It's just it's really a good dish.
Have you tried it?
I haven't had, I don't know about Keith Lorraine. I've had lots of quiches before. It's really good. Freaking egg omelet sandwich meatloaf.
Really?
Well, it's like, oh yeah, it's both the egg and then stuff that you like.
Well, we'll have to explore that.
If you like eggs and you like omelets, it's kind of better. You want to, you can put stuff on top if you miss like creamy inside cheesy stuff. All right. Let's see here. What about you? What have you? What have you bring into the table, Deb?
Well, not a whole lot. I haven't really picked up much that's in the news, or that I feel I've been asked as a question. I prefer at this point to stay out of the politics.
Oh, yeah, we don't talk politics and religion.
And, yeah, it's a little too dicey, too messy out there. Maybe as we get closer, we can take a peek at a little bit of that.
I don't think we did last time.
We did before you came along.
Well, I was just saying, but the last election we did.
I got asked, how many years ago was it that Trump took office?
That was when he ran against Hillary.
Okay, well, I got asked on the show, and I forget even who he was running against.
Hillary, I just said it, Hillary.
Oh, Hillary?
Yeah.
And I told them what the card said, and sure enough. So we'll let that just be out there, you know, creating suspense for now. Are you still not doing well?
I don't know. I kept calling in, so there's nothing I can do with it. Nothing I can do. All I can do is next time I'll just make sure. I know this setting is the same as yours. I know that. I can't mess with it down here at all in the middle of the show. So. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. All right. Let's see here. Any Facebookers? Facebookers! Right now,
yes.
Yes, yes. I had to type, and the keyboard was giving me problems. It was kicking my butt. She's checking the line for the call, but hey.
Thank you, Jeanette, but actually I have a very rare situation dentally. And it's been the bane of my existence for probably the last 10 years, and yet prior to that, I've never had any kind of dental procedure done, not even a cavity. Sorry if I'm hoarse.
Not like the Rolling Stones said,
yeah.
What a drag it is getting old. Yeah. I'm dead here.
Are you?
Yep, I don't know why.
Huh.
Very strange. All right, so I'll give you an email reading while I troubleshoot this. Right?
Okay, because it is, I do see it.
That's you, that's me, but dead.
Oh my gosh.
Something has happened. Anyway, I checked it before the show, so who knows. All right, I shall overcome, but first I got to get you going here. Ready?
Ready.
All right, we got Gloria, Gloria, in Wisconsin. Where is my soulmate? Right to the point. And you know what kind of soulmate she's looking for.
Yes.
Like you said, that word, you can describe it as you're doing the cards as many a meeting. I got to figure this crap out here.
Well, you know, we have to remember that soulmates come in all different varieties, I guess you could say. You know, there are some that come along to inspire us. There are some who come along to, say, actually antagonize us a little bit, to spur us on, get us into motion. And then, of course, there are romantic soulmates. And I'm sure there's many, many more varieties. So I'm going to take a look for you, Gloria, right now. Yeah. You know, I have to tell you, Gloria, best thing you can do is stop looking. Seriously. Do not look, because you're going to run into all sorts of different types that aren't even necessarily soulmate material, I say with air quotes. When we stop looking, it gives the universe, the higher power, God, if you will, the opportunity to bring to us rather than we go out and hunt it down. And that's what I'm seeing for you. I feel that, Gloria, you are going to meet yours when you very least expect it. It'll be one in a soulmate, definitely in a romantic sense, but it's coming to you first and foremost through friendship. The two of you are just really going to click, and you're going to hit it off, all those expressions, you know. But it will be in a friendship type of way, which in terms of compatibility is really the best way to connect with somebody. And the romance will grow from that. The feelings of love also. As we get older, this becomes more essential to us, that we want somebody we can actually talk to, somebody who will share our interests and not just pretend that they do. And, you know, somebody that is deeply committed to us in the same way that we are to them, but it will come through platonic love first. So that's what I'm going to say to you, and I feel that it's coming sooner than you think for you. And, oh, you are going to know that you know that you know the minute that the two of you, your paths intersect. I want to give it a bit of a time frame here. I'm thinking, if not before, I'm thinking by mid-September is what I'm hearing. So in the meantime, work on yourself. You know, a lot of times we put ourselves second to so many others in our lives that we, you know, are doing for them, providing, and we need to work on ourselves so that when that great person comes along for us, we are ready too. So look at it this way. In the meantime, you are preparing for your soulmate, and yours is doing the same. And I'm sorry if I'm not talking real well tonight. It's, you know, Dental.
You have a working microphone right now.
Okay.
So your Archangel Michael card, Deb will read it.
Says deeper insights are at hand. Your overall plan is good, but the details need work. Reflect before moving forward. In other words, clean house. And I'm not just talking about your abode where you live, you know. Get yourself organized. Think about what you really want for your future, because you'll be surprised how much the universe will respond in kind to what you put out there.
International shout out to Laura in Canada. All right, hey folks, we are gonna go.
Put it between us.
No, it's not gonna work. We're gonna go silent just for a few seconds. I already talked with her about this. We're gonna go silent for a few seconds. Facebookers will still hear us, but I got a troubleshoot on dead mic. All right.
Facebookers, Laura, yeah. I'm gonna take this out and let Nicole know.
Yeah. So for Gloria, I really think that her entire life's going to shift. We just have to learn to be patient. Yeah.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began on...
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah.
Hello?
But I guess, you know, in...
I'll check.
When
check,
you
check.
Look at all people out Wait. There dealing with this and that and the other, it's really, to me, very minor, you know.
All right, problem solved. Mystery. But it's all right. Well, sorry about that. Well, you finish your train of thought there while I line up everything here. We got a caller waiting, and thank you for being patient, caller, hearing the music, but I got worried.
Yeah, so, I'm an oddity in that respect, and luckily he's decided to do the rest of the work on him because he wants to take my case to various countries where he teaches this. He said in his entire career, he's only met one other person, a man that had a bite like a jaw. I mean, like a vice, like I do. So, oh boy.
What are you going to do? You know, it's nobody's perfect, and we know that. Nobody's perfect.
Well, true. And I think of people that... My goodness, you could make yourself feel very ashamed, you know, if you look at all the others around you that we're doing. Thank you for that very nice compliment, Laura. All right, are we?
Yeah, all right. Are you ready? You ready to get your cards warmed up there? Because we got a caller.
They are.
424, that area code is in California. Doesn't mean that person's there, but 424, you are the next caller, the first caller. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. In our technical difficulties.
Glad to have you with us. What is your first name, please? Okay.
424, well, maybe they got worried and said, hey, I hear music. Not a good sign. Hello, you're on. Well, she says they're on, but maybe there's a...
Hello.
Hey, if you got your mute on, you better unmute. Or maybe they ran to the little boys' room or the girls' room. Hello. Oh,
there.
We hear sound. Hello, are you there?
Hey, just listening.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. This is from today. Hi, yeah.
I'm sorry. What?
You're the next.
I was just listening today.
Yes. Oh, you were just listening?
Oh, you didn't want a free reading?
I was just listening.
Okay. All right.
Well, look at that. You got on the show and you didn't even plan on it.
Well, very nice to meet you.
But it's okay. It's all right. Well, thank you for listening. And Nicole will probably keep you on so you can keep on listening. Some people do call in to listen. They don't really have the Blog Talk News for the Soul connection thing down, but they know the number. All right. Let's rock on. We got Lisa in New York wants to know, how do I clear my blocks to love?
Oh, boy.
It's another love question. That is
a good question.
That is why you are the psychic love doctor, because that is the most popular question, especially way back in the day. You know, of course, a lot of people just thought that's all they could ask. They didn't realize that they can ask pretty much anything, any kind of question. But love, you know, love is the one that, you know, people can figure out finances sometimes. They can figure out other things, but they just can't figure that out because there's a whole lot of chance in that.
Very well put, Jim.
International shout out to Catherine in Ireland. Yes. And international shout out to Virgil in England. And I guess he sees the MC hat on. Yes, I understand that they have clinched their fourth consecutive EPL.
Maybe you should
title.
Elaborate.
English Premier League. Well, he knows. The Premier League, Manchester City Football Club has clinched. They won. They cannot lose the title now. It's not officially in their hands, but it is. I think there's...
Basically.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be somebody's got a game left. I don't know. Virgil knows more than I do. But... Yes, fourth consecutive is impressive in any major sport of any title. Very impressive in any sport, American, it doesn't matter. That is pretty dominant. And there's a lot of teams in that league, a lot of teams.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Lisa in New York who wants to know if she can clear her blocks to love. She thinks there's some blocks, but you have cards and you may elaborate on that.
You know, this is a very common situation that I have faced in all these years that I have been giving readings to the public. And this is not always an easy situation to resolve, okay, because blocks to love. Well, first of all, some of us have to take a look at our past in terms of relationships, go through them one by one and look and see what was the issue? What was the determining factor that caused that relationship to, basically deteriorate? And I'm not saying put it all on yourself. If you and John were having a relationship and it seemed to go for some time, but let's say you found out he lies, he's a cheater. You discovered that in the course of your relationship. A lot of times people will own that and say, oh, what is it about me that makes him lie? Or wasn't I a good enough lover to keep him from cheating? No, this isn't about you at all. It's about him. If he has extremely low self-esteem, well, sometimes those types want to gather all kinds of lovers so they constantly have that. And excuse me for my hoarseness. Because then they always have that reinforcement. Hey, all these women want me. Therefore, I must be, you know, worthwhile, worth it. But that means to me that they don't have the right mindset to be in a relationship with just one. You could have had somebody pass away on you as a result of, say, a car accident, or even through a long-term illness. Now, this, we still can't really own that either, but the grief we do. And that can often come from a relationship of loss, abuse, you know, finding out somebody has been cheating on you, having find out that your girlfriends have been lying and betraying. You know, it's many, many facets to this. Okay, it's important to realize that you are not always responsible. In fact, I'd say in most cases in reading cards, I don't find the one asking the question often to be the responsible party, but it's the pain and the anguish and, you know, that kind of thing that will create trauma. And from that trauma, you can go into periods of, like, say, PTSD, where as soon as you meet somebody nice and they say, hey, let's get together for a cup of coffee, let's go for a dinner, you say, sure. And then you back out, you run away. You know, that's out of the fear that was built through other relationships. You know, the fear that came from love. So what I think you have to do, let's start right at point number one. Love yourself. You can't love somebody else if you don't have love for yourself. And start with self-care. You know, treat yourself well. Look in the mirror and smile at yourself. You are all you've really got. If you feel like, you know what, it's time for a makeover, go do it. It might do wonderful things for your morale, your state of mind. I mean, do things that are going to help you to want to embrace love instead of being fearful and turning your back on love. Maybe therapy. I've known a lot of people that have gone through therapy that have been able to work through these blocks, as you call them. And you don't have to go out with everybody who asks you. You know, like Jim will advocate that in a job, if you're job hunting, he says, interview for any job offer you get or job, you know, interview you get.
Right. I mean, don't take an interview of a job you don't want if you got a whole bunch of other ones that are a priority, but if you got the time, do it. And sometimes they may have something else that nobody even talked about that could be there.
Exactly.
You'd be like, wow, it happened to me. I was interviewing for some computer software crap. And when they looked at my resume and said, you did all this time on these carriers working as a nuclear dude in the frickin' propulsion plant. We got something better that we need. And that's a whole bunch of us got hired, but yeah. So yes, always do that. And then if nothing else, if you have a good interview, even if you turn that job down, they may save your little resume. They could tuck that away in a little file to pull later. So you don't burn a bridge.
Yeah, we want to get back to
love. We got to get back to love, yeah.
Love.
We totally got over to work.
I wouldn't recommend dating everybody that asks you. It can sometimes actually compound your problem.
Well, and then you're wasting your time, too.
Time.
And what if you... What if one of them's a really nut job, too? So you go, be very selective.
That is why.
Be selective.
It's so wise to date somebody you either know through a social situation where there is foundation, where you encounter somebody through your, say, the building you work in, and you exchange jokes and that kind of thing. You get to know each other. I really think that if you have had, say, abuse in your background, maybe even as far back as a child, you know, it doesn't hurt to get some help. You can do self-help. There's a lot of really good books out there. But one thing I've noticed amongst my clients, and I'll admit to it, even myself, if you have attracted abusers in the past, we sometimes feel drawn to more of them. I don't understand why. Maybe we are adult children of alcoholics, which I know I am. And so a normal type of guy, wasn't that interesting to me? He was boring. But then if you get one of these bad boys, you know, that really kind of trips your trigger, should be a red flag.
Which means a knucklehead, usually.
Yeah.
Because they're not thinking like a normal human.
Or, right, they're not.
They are broken. They're making bad life decisions.
They're going to keep that cycle going.
Bad life decisions. They treat people around them like crap. They're self-centered narcissists, and usually they're all broken. So, yeah. All right, here we go.
I hope that
helps. Yes, all right. This is, who was it? It was Lisa, yes. All right, Lisa in New York. Hopefully you get to listen to the posted show and get your email reading.
Or email in again. We can work on this.
Or call if you get a chance. You'll have a better reading live. Much better.
And the thing is, so many others can learn from your situation.
All right. Your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. Take control of your thoughts. Your thoughts are creating your reality. Have faith and stay focused on the outcome that you truly desire. Basically, think positive. Otherwise, nothing positive will happen.
And you just brought up a big point
Michael
I never
did.
Got to. Was manifest what you really want. Well,
pretty much what that Michael's saying in that case. He's basically
Yeah, that's why I just said I should have mentioned that.
No, it's all right. Archangel Michael had your back. He brought it in. All right, before we go to our next caller, we have a caller. But before we go, I just want to mention we appreciate folks that stuck around during our troubleshooting. We do not know what the problem was. We have no idea.
Somebody's on the phone.
Yeah, somebody is on the phone. But one moment, though, I just want to talk real quick. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. Don't think I'm a slacker. Deb knows I'm in here. I reboot all the machines. I plug in the hardware. I tested all the microphones individually. Got a software that we use, kind of just, I don't know, I had to take a little 15-minute break, I guess. But it came back by itself after I rebooted it 17,000 times. So we apologize, but thank you for being faithful. And speaking of faithful, we have a caller, 806 in Texas. Welcome, 806.
Oh,
thank
hello.
You for being very, very patient with us.
Hi. Hello, this is Ann. How are y'all?
Her name was Ann, and I'll be damned if I can remember her face.
What song is that?
That's, I believe that is Gordon Lightfoot's Carefree Highway song. It's a line from that.
Oh.
But anyway, go ahead, Ann.
Well, I just want to see how my love life is looking. It's been pretty boring. Haven't met anybody, and work is still crazy, but I only have till Thursday afternoon, and I'll be off the summer.
Oh, that's right.
And still looking for another job.
In the world of education, that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, so you're going to be looking for a filler job, right? So,
No. I've decided this is not for me. I've decided
cool.
I'm a little bit too old to be abused by little children.
Yeah.
I tell you,
I couldn't take it.
They do.
Because they can't.
Yeah, but it's hard.
You know what? Back in the day, parents just said, teachers, discipline them, whatever. Smack them with a ruler, do what you got to do. Nowadays, you can't even You can't do anything. You can't even talk crossly to them, hardly.
No, you sure cannot. Yes, it's, yeah.
Well, I would,
tied.
Like, screw that. I'd be done.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Yep. I couldn't handle it.
I attended Catholic private schools, and some of those were the nuns that were the Sally. Do you remember the blonde? Dominican nuns is what they are. And I'll tell you, these women were badasses. I'm telling you, they could throw an eraser with, like, razor-sharp accuracy. Boom!
Right.
And you were scared of them, and some of them were, like, barely 4 feet tall.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I wonder what it's like now, though, because
a
lot of them Yeah, go ahead.
And I want to say us growing up, we became, you know, good citizens, you know, we abide laws. Now it's, you can't do anything. And that's why, you know, kids are out of hand, I think.
Well, even now, my mother back in the day would chase me down the street and she had a belt in her hand. And the neighbors would be out there saying, you get her, Marlene, and you give it to her good.
I was going to say, yeah, the neighbors were involved too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the whole village.
It takes a village. It takes a village. Well, back in the day, it took a village.
They sure did, and I wish we could swing back that way.
Maybe, you know, history has a way of going full circle, but it probably be many generations from now.
Well, Jim, you know yourself that they say the theory is the universe goes out so far, and then it starts coming back.
Right.
Actually, they don't know about that anymore.
Oh,
it needs to come back.
There's a lot of theories on that expanding, Big Bang, stuff like that, so we don't know.
Yeah, it would really be nice to have our, you know, a lot of the problems, I hate to say it, and I was a daycare manager for many years while I was still doing the cards. Babysitters can't raise children.
No.
It's not their job.
Starts at home. Mm-hmm.
And I've had parents where the mothers would go to work just so they didn't have to be home with their kids.
Right.
You know? So
yeah, because these kids that are difficult are the kids that perfect attendance.
Yeah, I mean it's just something now how so many are acquiring criminal records early on.
Yes.
I've been following a lot of your Texas news because I read it. I'm a newsaholic, I guess.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah, I love
and
news.
And then the doctors or the parents have gotten a lot of diagnoses. I mean, they get quick diagnoses to qualify for programs because I have two children that are labeled autistic, and I'm not a doctor, but I've been around a lot of, you know, autistic children and a lot of special needs, and I don't see any autistic tendencies in these children. So I don't know how they got their diagnosis.
You said a mouthful, because my sister works in human trafficking? Not human. Human services. Yeah, right, Jim.
Hey, if you open the door with a pause, I'm going to fill in the blank.
All right. Well, the thing is, she works in that field, running group homes and things like that. And she said everybody's getting either an
ADHD.
ADHD.
Yep.
Or they're getting autistic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal? Hey. Little Jimmy's a brat. Let's bring him to the doctor. Oh, it's not his fault. Jimmy's a brat because of this thing or this thing. How about Jimmy's a brat because Jimmy's a damn brat and needs to get his ass kicked? How about
exactly.
Let me whoop his ass a couple times. He won't be a brat anymore.
Put them on medication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoop that ass. Whoop it.
I'm with Jim. That's what a lot of them need.
What am I looking at for you?
Oh,
love life.
I'm not even going to worry about work right now. I'm just going to, like I said, I'm saying goodbye on Thursday.
She did lead in saying that her love life has been pretty dry, desert dry.
Yeah, I'm in a dry spell.
Yep. So when is your last day of work today?
Thursday. The 23rd.
And they know that you're not coming back, or it doesn't kind of matter anyway?
No, they don't.
And it doesn't matter because you got a whole summer anyway to tell them. So,
that's
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you never know. Why burn the bridge just in case? You know, you never know.
Right. You're right. I mean, my plan is not to go back.
Your plan is not to go back, but it's good that you keep that
there.
In the back pocket. Yep, it is.
Right.
Keep it in the back pocket. You know, that's the problem with a lot of today's youth. Let's go get on the little soapbox. They have this little dreamy plan. I want to do this. I want to go and be this kind of person. I want to get this degree. You should have backup plans. You should have plan B, plan C, plan Charlie. They don't. I'm young and I dream. Well, guess what? Your dreams might hit the toilet. And then what are you going to do?
Right.
Got
to have a backup plan. Sure. You want to be a rock star. Internet air guitar rock star or some crazy crap. that one in a million people get, you probably should have a backup plan for something that's a one in a million shot.
Right.
Oh, yep.
So true, and I'll tell you, I have a Japanese daughter-in-law, absolute darling, and she's told me about her upbringing with, in Japan. She said that when you are about 3 or 4 years old, everybody takes piano lessons. Everybody. Mm. They also, as they get a little older, they get exposed to, and I'm talking everybody, they get exposed to gymnastics and sport.
Mm-hmm.
And it, well, you know, they're not exactly a free society.
What, I wonder if the children that are in those gangs, the Yakuza and stuff like that, if they get exposed to that.
Oh, interesting. So what did you call them?
There's a couple gangs out there. I thought it was Yakuza or something. There's a couple gangs out that area.
Well, they're going to have their best.
They do. That's why everybody thinks, well, this society, there is no perfect society on this planet. There isn't.
Right.
There isn't. And, you know, from what I've seen, they got a lot of faults that nobody talks about over there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just let that go.
That's very true.
They're the most racist. Yeah.
People will watch it now.
They are. And they have been forever, and they haven't changed. They haven't changed. You know, you think they would change.
Well, and they still don't like us much.
They don't like anybody. They don't like anybody except people from Japan. They don't like Koreans. They don't like Philippines. They don't like Chinese. White people. They don't like anybody. It's like, after all these years and all the crap that's happened, you think you'd lighten up a little bit.
Well, for right now, Anne.
Anyway, back to Anne's lovely name. International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Oh, hi, Rachel, and others that are with us. Your cards are showing me that you have a lot of men around you, but none of them are good matches for you. So in essence, there's divine guidance, I think, right now at work for you.
So your plate is empty because they are not worthy of being on your plate. They wouldn't work out.
Okay.
You are really smart tonight.
Well, I can see where you're going. I cheated. I cheated you out of saying it.
And
shame on me.
You know, a lot of times we think, but I'm so alone, and yet you're being saved, like he said, from all that bad element.
Yeah, so you don't have to deal with the yuck. Oh, this person isn't right for me. You don't have to deal with it because they didn't even show up at your doorstep. So that's a good thing.
A lot of times, people, especially women, you know, we're so emotionally driven that we think of these periods as like it's making a statement about us, that we're unlovable, you know, men want something better. Actually, I think it's kind of the other way. The internet has ruined women, you know, and I'll remember, my opinion, women have been ruined and become really, have become really easy. Do you mind if I say that? They're easy and they're ruining it for the good ones. Because if a man can get it easy, why face a challenge?
That's right.
Right. Right.
Well, why? You know, I mean, we're humans. Humans, we always try to figure out how to do things easier, quicker, better, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's our nature.
Mm-hmm.
But the irony is those women are going to end up alone, not the quality woman who's, you know, waiting for the right one to come along rather than chasing it down the street. Those are the ones that are going to have long-lasting, love relationship. So one thing I want to tell you, you've got a really good job coming, and you're going to make some money. Yeah.
And will it be in the field of brats?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, don't be
taking.
Oh, good.
Yeah, don't be taking any more jobs with brats.
I'm trying to stay away from that.
Figure out what you want.
And plus,
if you want it to work remotely, I'll tell you, I've been kind of out there surveying. There are tons of work from home jobs. And they're paying well. But you have to like picking up the phone and talking to people.
Uh-huh.
You know, that kind of or you can be go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I really wish I had not left the job I had last summer for the children.
Yeah.
I just kind of kicked myself in the butt for doing that.
Yeah, well, you don't know. The grass is greener on the other side of the fence.
Right.
And sometimes if you don't scratch the itch, it'll bother you if you don't try it.
So pitch it. Put it
in
an email.
To who?
Well,
I did.
I called a friend of mine, and she did tell me to put an application in to work in her department, but it's still in the same company. So I got my fingers crossed, my toes crossed, everything. I hope I get to hear something.
Well, and I didn't specifically
ask about that. That's so fine. Right.
The query was for love for you.
Okay.
So for right now, let this be a time of you relaxing, doing something maybe you've always wanted to do for yourself, looking for jobs. Even step out a little bit from your comfort zone. Sometimes best careers can develop out of that.
Okay.
And put a lot of energy into that old job taking you back.
To manifesting that.
Yes. Hon, I wouldn't be surprised they will take you back. I would not. And then let love come to you, like the last lady. Yeah, because you don't need these
Losers.
You know, you don't need to get jerked around. So, yes, Jim's got a card.
Have an Archangel Michael card. And what a subject. Not only is it Archangel Michael's deck, it says Archangel Michael is with you now.
Okay.
Even though you can't see it, I am actively working on this situation. I am here and helping you.
Okay. Perfect.
Yay for Michael.
Yes.
We didn't know which situation, but he's working on one of them or both. We don't know.
Right. Okay.
Oh, always so glad to hear from you.
Yes, thank you, Anne. Thank you so very much for being very patient.
And enjoy your grandbabies.
Indeed.
I will. Okay.
All right. Take
care. Y'all have a good evening. All right. Bye-bye.
You
too.
Do you remember if Danielle had two girls?
She's making a football team, basically. She's I think she's trying to break a world record of having children.
Well, I told her.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. If her and her husband are happy with having a big family, that's awesome.
The thing, I don't think any of the people that are followers of us now remember Danielle.
No, I'm sure they don't.
But
there's very few.
Call in.
Very few.
And I would say to her, you may not think you're going to be a mommy, but, are you going to be a mommy?
She wasn't against it, though.
No.
She just didn't really see it in her future because, you know, she was in college at the time. And then she was good. And then she had that internship at a radio thing. So she was just starting her life.
Well, she had to take that job in El Paso to meet the future husband.
Yeah, after she had that internship at one radio place, she went to another place. And, you know.
Yeah, so.
But she was pretty smart. She was dedicated to her. She always, even though she had other issues, she was very dedicated to her studies. She did not neglect them, even for her love interest gone bad.
No,
so
she was very.
She says, got to go to class, got to get. Yeah, she was focused.
She was with us for a couple of years.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Indeed,
so
it was.
The point of what we're saying here is you never know what the future's going to bring. And I've learned over the years, when you see something crazy in the cards, we're going to go with crazy because that's the stuff.
Crazy.
That.
But that's how it goes.
Who sang that?
Millions of people living as foes. That would be Ozzy Osbourne. Crazy Train.
Oh, I thought it was somebody.
No, that was Ozzy.
All right,
anyway, because there's a reason that I never say.
Go to the next. I can't believe how late it is.
It is 520. Oh, Lisa. 520 is next on the show. Welcome,
hello,
Lisa.
You guys.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I want to tell you, everybody. I want to tell you, everybody that's been so. I had to go to my property manager this morning And I called her at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I said, I need to see you. It's urgent. And I went to her, and I told her what had been going on the last 24 hours, 48 hours. I said, I need to get out of here. And I said, I feel in danger. I feel, nobody knows him. She loves him. I mean, she told me when I first talked to her about moving here, Al, she thought he's the cat's meow, and he, she trusted him. And I said, nobody knows him like I know him. And I have no idea, but he was just having a meltdown, and it was horrible. It was horrible. And my sister said, don't stay there. I went and saw a friend yesterday, and my sister said, go to a hotel. I mean, that's how bad it was. It was so bad. He was.
Is this after the episode with the tool, what did
you
call it?
Well, yeah, when he got, yeah, well, obviously it
was.
This was after that.
She would have brought it up if it wasn't.
Yeah.
She would have brought it up.
Intensified, and it started at 5 a.m. Where he was, felt like, I told the property manager, it felt like the house was shaking and like a sledgehammer was being slammed against the walls in his side. And then I feel safe because she knows and nothing, they're tight friends and he's tight with the owners that own the place. But
yeah.
I said, I need to get out right away. And I said, I'm glad my grandson wasn't here. I feel so like this is big time learning lesson. You know, I never will ignore a red flag again in my life. I never will. It was horrible. It was so intense. And he started again at 5:30 this morning. And when the dudes came over at 7:30 this morning to work on my bathroom faucet, I said, walk me to my backyard because I'm scared to go out there. And they're friends with him. You know, they smoke pot. One of them does anyway. And we're out in the backyard, and I'm walking toward to dump my trash out in the street, dumpster. And I told one of them, said, what are we looking for? And I put my finger to my lips. And then I got around the corner. We were around the corner. I said, I will never, ever get into a duplex again. And so they put my trash out, the dudes, and then we went back in the house. And then they needed to go to the laundry room to look at some part of the wall to fix what they were fixing. And I was laughing with them. I opened the door a little bit, and I was laughing with the maintenance dudes. And we were making a joke. And then I happened to look around the corner, and he was there. He was there because he's putting his best foot forward. And so I said, without planning, I go, yuck. And then I shut the door, and then I ran to the car and went to the property manager. I had notes. I'd taken notes, and I said, I got to get out, and she will. And I'm protected. I'm protected because he knows that everybody knows. And I think what he did is he was showing me in his weird way a lesson because I was late to go to coffee with him. And he took off without me, and he was just showing me, because I didn't want to go to coffee, and he wanted me to go. He kept talking about it for days, and I was late, and he had been making a big bone of contention about it, days prior where I was late to some. Unfortunately, I'm chronically late, not to business appointments. And he was saying the other day, he said, I made the day for you, and I said, I'm so sorry. He said, you can't say sorry. And he has told me that. Over the time I've been here, you don't say sorry. And I said, well, what do I do? But anyway, it's over. It's done. And, I mean, this weekend has just been horrible. It's been horrible. And now those workmen know. My property manager knows. I'm supposed to see a place tomorrow. It's 30 minutes away. I'm going to go talk to the lady. I don't know how, she's nice. I'll go look at it. But I'm looking, and I'm calling all my girlfriends. and letting them know I'm looking. I'm stopping at girlfriends' houses and talking to them about how I'm looking. And so I'm doing the footwork. I'm just so, I don't know. You know, I haven't had time to process how traumatizing it is to, I was telling my sister, I said, I will never ignore a red flag again. And I'm good. I'm good on being alone. I'm good. I'll have fun. But no more partnering up with anyone, not for a while. I don't need it. I'm good. I'm okay. I don't need to take someone else's problems on. I've got my grandson. I have a lot of stuff going on. I don't need any kind of headache where I'm overlooking a red flag. I'm sorry to even call and admit this, really, because there were people.
No. You are taking your power back, and you should be proud of yourself.
Do the cards say anything?
I'm going to call you as the show is ending right now, okay?
Thank you.
And I'm not,
thank you.
I'm not going to just give you 1 minute, you know, something.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you. But you are telling.
It's like, yeah, it's my sister. She said, we are over being teenagers. We don't deserve, not that she, you know, I mean, she's got her own stuff, but it's not anything like this right now. And I think, yeah, you don't do this when you're this age. I don't know what, you know, and I know he's going to come at me. I know he's going to come at me and try to make it right. And I'm just going to pretend I have a stomach ache. I'm not even going to engage. I'm not, you know, I'm not saying anything.
Don't engage.
I'm sorry. I have to go lay down. I won't even say sorry. I just have to go lay down. I can't.
Yep.
I'm not engaging. I just can't believe. I can't believe. And Deb, you even picked. Jimbo's been consistent all along. And I can't believe this has happened. I can't believe that I ignore. This is what happens when you ignore the red flag carnival. You can't say red is your favorite color.
Lisa, your story out there right now across the airwaves is really waking up other women.
And, you know, Deb, you said this last time. You said, I'm afraid. And I thought, what does it be afraid of, you know? But I can't believe what happened. I cannot believe it.
Honey, let me call you. We have to wrap right now, okay?
We're going to wrap.
Thank you. Thank
News
you.
For the Soul's got a big
schedule. I will be with you momentarily.
24/7 schedule, News for the Soul.
Thank
so we've got to go. Thank you, folks. Sorry
thank
for
you.
The tech. Oh, yeah. Of course. And we apologize for the delay that we had technical on our end. And
take care, everybody. We're going to see you next Monday, too.
We shall be here.
Yeah.
Yes.
6 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m.
It doesn't matter if somebody's been inside Deb's mouth ripping things
or
3
out. 3 p.m.
Pacific. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, poor Deb.
Oh, I'm okay.
It's okay. She's better living through pill bottles.
Yes. So take care, everybody.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye-bye now.
We got to go. News for the Soul. Thank you very much. We shall return.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.